So what else do you expect me to say?
Glad it's bedtime. I'm just too tired. Whoa, I'm really running out of gas. Oh well. A good night's sleep and I'll be as bad as new. Whoa, don't you hate it when you get all stuffed up in your sleep?
Hey, turn down the music! It's loud enough to wake the dead!
But I should know.
You turn it down!
Hey, where's that music coming from?
Keep your nightshirt on.
Beetlejuice! How's a monster supposed to get any sleep with all this here racket going on?
Racket? I don't hear any racket.
Great tin-eared taronies! If you can't hear that, you must need your ears washed out.
Lydia! Hey, babe, what's shaking?
What is it? It's the new neighbors. They're making enough noise to wake.
Hold it, babe. We've already done that joke. So, how about the old B words instead?
You got it. Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice!
That's the spirit. Those five beats are waking up every deadbeat in the nether world.
They've had a party every night this week. And this is the loudest one yet.
Party? And I wasn't invited? It must have been an oversight.
Why, I'd be the afterlife of the party.
In the bell of the ball.
Beetlejuice, I don't think they invite ghosts.
So, who needs an invitation?
Don't be so formal, Lydia. After all, I never met a party I couldn't crash. If we can't get any sleep, maybe we can have some fun. Wow!
It's his idea of fun I'm afraid of.
Hello, you sleepy heads. Are you tired of counting sheep? Do you toss and turn on that uncomfortable mattress? Do you stare at the ceiling all night? Does the ceiling stare back at you? Then you need the amazing new Lights Out! Just open the new Lights Out package and whammo! Your lights are out! Follow all label directions carefully. Consult your ringside physician.
I don't know if this is such a good idea, Beetlejuice. This party looks pretty wild.
They haven't thrown the party that's too wild for me. See? These are my kind of folks.
Get me out of here!
Mr. Mayor?
Mayor? Must
the one by a landfill.
How dare they? I came over to tell them to keep the noise down, and look what they did. They ought to be run out of town. As mayor, I'd pay to run them out of town.
Pay? Now that's my kind of campaign promise. This is your lucky night, Mayor. Let me introduce myself. Beetleman, bioexorcist.
Don't you think we have to be going, Mr. Beetleman?
Not now, Lids. I'm caucusing. Party next door too much of a live wire. Well, I can disconnect that party line, put him on hold, send him out to long distance. Grow what I mean. If you want a spirit to move him, put your trust and your cash in Beetleman.
Can you really get rid of those pests?
Hey, nobody knows pests like me. So, what do you say, Mayor? Let's make a deal.
If you can really get rid of them...
Just sign on the dotted slime.
Yuck. I've heard of slimy salesmen, but this is too much.
Don't worry, Mayor. When I get through, Peaceful Pines will be quiet as a ghost town.
I don't care how you do it. I've got to get some sleep.
What are you going to do, Beetlejuice?
Don't worry, babes. I'm just gonna pop in on the neighbors. I'm a real gas when it comes to parties. Know what I mean?
Hi. Who are you?
Who are you?
I'm just a potato chip off the old block. What say you and me go for a dip?
It's party time! Time to face the music! Now that's what I call a mean set of woofers and tweeters. I always like to end a party with a bang.
Really knows how to light up a room. Maybe now we can get some sleep.
I can collect my money. Oops.
That should teach them they can't disturb the peace in Peaceful Pines. Huh? What now? A mayor's work is never done.
Can I throw out a party or what? I took out the trash, now fork over the cash.
Oh, you don't expect me to pay for something that took less than 5 minutes, do you? That wouldn't be, fiscally conservative.
Well, if you want to get fiscal about it...
Put it in a petition!
It looks like he turned you down. Flat.
Yeah. Whoa. Talk about saving face. That mayor really taxes my patience. I can't believe he's such a cheapskate. What a tightwad. A real penny pincher.
It's no use getting mad, Beetlejuice. You know what they say. You can't fight City Hall.
That political fat cat's really got my back up.
Oh, can't a politician get any sleep? Chew, cut, chew.
What do you know? It was a shoe. Okay, that did it. I'm so mad. I'm beside myself. Two-bit baby smoocher has really gotten on my bad side. This town will be sorry it ever elected him mayor.
Wait, what are you gonna do?
What any bad egg would do. always a stink.
Beetlejuice, cut it out.
What a spoil sport. Face it, Lydia. You're all wet. They'll be changing the name of this burg to Not So Peaceful Pines when I get through with it. See you around, Babarino.
Babarino? Beetlejuice, you've got to pull yourself together.
You know, babe, sometimes you just have to stop, eat the roses. Could use a dash of aphid soap.
Oh, no! Now we're in double trouble!
Excuse me.
Beetlejuice, how can you be so calm when your bad side's about to run amok in Peaceful Pines?
Amok? Fabulous idea! You got a real fertile imagination, babes.
Try to compost your thoughts, Beetlejuice, and think of a way out of this mess.
Hey, I'm just trying to look on the good side.
It's your bad side I'm worried about. We've got to stop him before he turns Peaceful Pines into a ghost town.
They'll be sorry they got on the bad side of the ghost with the most pranks. This is my chance to paint the town red! Hey, what do you think you're doing? Don't mind me. I'm just a pigment of your imagination! Now that's what I call a well-read individual.
Something tells me we're on the right track, Beetlejuice.
Track? Where do you keep coming up with these great ideas? Hobbies are an exceptionally efficient use of time and good solitary entertainment.
Beetlejuice, try to keep on my train of thought. Stop goofing off and pull yourself together, or I'll kick you in the caboose.
And Lydia says she can't fight City Hall.
Your bad sides turn into a real uppercut up.
Pugilistically speaking, I'd have to agree. It's always good to be agreeable. Well, if it isn't my better half. Awfully good of you to say so. That wasn't a compliment, you mirror image muttonhead! Let's take a moment to reflect on that, shall we?
All right, Beetlejuice, you've had your fun. Now you've got to get back together with, Beetlejuice!
Don't be a killjoy, Babarino. I got a whole new world out here, just dying for that special BJ touch. This town will be a monument to my sixth sense of humor.
What are we going to do?
Hey, look, babes. Walk the doggy. I gotta get a yo-yo that's been to obedience school.
This is serious, Beege. We gotta find a way to put your split personalities together.
Sounds like we need a psychiatrist. You know.
A head shrinker.
There's only one psychiatrist I know who could handle two Beetlejuices.
Sigmund Void!
I hope Dr. Void is up for a lysis.
What is this knock-knock-knocking? Do I look like a phrenologist?
Sorry, Dr. Void, but we need your help. You've got to go back to the real world with us. Beetlejuice's bad side is pranking Peaceful Pines to pieces.
Hey, have you seen this one, babes? Nothing up my sleeve.
And his good side is making me crazy.
Phil, why didn't you say so? I've got enough problems without crazy people from the real world showing up.
My goodness, a doctor who makes house calls. This ought to wake him up out in suburbia.
I hope that new mattress you bought was an air mattress. Yeah!
You think this is a ghost? Now this is a ghost! I guess they didn't like my bad side manners.
Are you sure this is a good idea, babes? I mean, why can't we leave sick enough alone?
Don't be scared, Beetlejuice. Stand tall.
Well, if you insist. Hi there. But I think I'll have to stand short.
The only way to cure your split personality is for you to confront your other self.
How's this, Doc?
BJ, you're trying my patience.
Some people just don't appreciate a little barnyard humor.
Aha! It's worse than I thought. We are dealing with an Oedipus complex.
That's what we get for leaving the driving us crazy to him. Vroom, vroom, vroom! Vroom, vroom, vroom!
That's not funny, Beetlejuice.
It better be, babes, or else this episode's in real trouble.
What I call rock and roll! Talk about being on the rink of disaster!
Definitely a case of schizophrenic personality.
Well, if it isn't my favorite psychoanalyst.
I haven't written one of these since I was young. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa. What a concept. Therapy in a can.
Go ahead, Beetlejuice. Dr. Boyd said you had to confront your bad side.
Couldn't this wait, babes? You know how I hate a confrontation.
Well, if it isn't little Goody Glue Shoes. Now's my chance to paste you one.
At least I got both feet firmly on the ground. Permanently.
You're just a case of arrested development.
You're just jealous because I'm so level-headed.
You little wimp. You like a wad of gum.
Lydia!
I'm going to have to use shock therapy!
I was almost something you scrape off your shoes, which usually I wouldn't mind.
Wow! Wow!
Voltage development this is.
A very interesting gaze. Such an inflated ego will regress to its original haunts.
That means your bad side's heading straight for the mayor's house.
Now for a good night's sleep. Finally.
Somebody's gonna have to pay for cheating me out of my money, and you're elected!
It's all a bad dream!
I always wanted to stuff a ballot box! I guess I showed him who's the biggest bigwig in town!
I don't know, babes. I don't quite feel up to the test.
A test? That's it, Beetlejuice. It's a long shot, but it just might work.
Toupee!
or not to pay? That is the question.
But pranking is always the answer.
Not so fast, Mr. Badside. My associates and I want to associate with you. Free associate, that is.
Free? Now you're talking my lingo. And it's a wonder I can understand you with that accent.
You say the first thing that comes into your mind.
You mean like, hi?
Then call.
Or a night.
Light.
Holy.
Mackerel.
Lion.
Through your teeth.
Not working, Litz.
Here, try this one.
Yoo-hoo!
Pin. Stripe. Hey, stripes really suit us. Ah, Dave's. I'm back to my old abnormal self.
Beetlejuice, you did it. You pulled yourself together.
All in a day's work for the bee guy.
And speaking of work, how about cleaning up the mess you made? I want the mayor out of the ballot box. I want the town unpainted red.
This is giving me a splitting headache. Oh, great! I have half a mind to kick you in.
The end.